Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the inner circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you for caring to be with us right here than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are using your phones and radio apps towards your greater good, thank you for being that wise. And I am always so grateful and so thankful for all of you who are the inner circle, the ones who consciously care to be attuned to this frequency at this appointed hour every Thursday night. And for those who've been listening for a long time, as I have been on the air for 20 years, I am prayerful that you are strengthened to the degree to which you really care to walk the face of this earth as some of the most dynamic spirits on the planet on behalf of all of those who come before us. I am always speaking to the issues of our liberation, our resurrection, consciously caring to encourage you, inspire you, uplift you, facilitate your clearing, your cleansing, your purification, so that you are healed from everything, from AIDS to zits, and that we are uncompromising with our conscious care and determination to be the ones that we truly are, as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. When it comes to our realizing that there is one real eye, one actual eye that sees through every eye, and this constitutes what the truth actually is. It says to know the truth, and the truth would make us free. The truth that we are each these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence, and there is no disconnectedness with us or between us. And that which we see plaguing the world as indifference and separation and violence and warring and all of this is as a result of being in denial or ignoring the reality that there is only one absolute and supreme intelligence, and it is intelligent enough to exalt a full effort in living. And it's gifted us so much of itself that we don't have to take from anybody else. And we've been given the capacity for thought, for intelligence, for reasoning, for consideration, for contemplation, for meditation, for all of this, so that we are able to create win-win situations. We should not be warring with one another. And the warring that is externalizing is as a result of the warring within oneself. And this is the overall agenda that is in full effect, that is a global initiative towards depopulation and genocide, to have each individuation of the presence of the absolute divided within itself. And we've been told time and time again that a house divided against itself shall not stand. And there are those who feel entitled to subjugate, dominate, bastardize, usurp, and try to control the population by destroying and having people self-destructing. And I'm saying it is not going to end well for those who are in denying, defiance and denial of the absolute truth that we should be exalting a full effort in our living, a full life's urge, consciously caring to be harmonized within the will of existence, the laws of existence, the love of existence, and consciously caring to radiate and be brilliant in love as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that gives us the degrees of freedom and liberation that are consistent with that every being cares to experience as its reality. Nothing lives to be killing itself. Nothing rejoices in its captivity. The nature of intelligence is that it exalts a full effort in its living. It knows its food. It excretes its waste. It knows its kind. It celebrates its degrees of freedom to be as intelligent as it actually is, exalting its gifts, perpetuating itself. And we, as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, should be doing likewise in exalting a full effort in our living. But because of the behavior modification that is in place as a result of the assault upon ourselves, as through the artificial colors and artificial flavors and chemicals and pesticides and herbicide residues and all of this inorganic stuff that is now concentrating, saturating, and contraindicating in our brains, our pineal glands, our organs, our thyroids, all of the body is just filled with toxicity, so that we are not realizing the gift and the blessedness in being. And so I'm the one to remind us that we are already dwelling in the reality of eternity, and our duty, obligation, and responsibility is to realize the divinity of existence itself, to reverence it, worship it, appreciate, love, and appreciate it, to really be in a place and space where we're one with it, harmonize with it. And in so doing, we experience the incredible lightness of being. We experience the joy and the blessedness that is inherent as we participate consciously as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of absolute and supreme intelligence. Now, the issue is that it becomes very difficult to really rejoice in the divinity of existence when you don't feel well, when your blood has become sludge as a result of how much mucus-producing stuff is in it, when your faculties are being clogged and whatnot. We have to realize that we were designed divinely and divinely designed, and that we're all breatharian first. And as we are consciously breathing, being oxygenated and being enlivened by the intelligence of existence that is all pervasive, filling all spaces everywhere, it is the causation and the maintainer and sustainer of existence itself. And we should be doing nothing to interrupt and intercept and intercede with our conscious care to be who we are as these vehicles and vessels of it. And whatever minimal minds that created this initiative of capitalism, where ones and ones feel entitled to create problems because they were never properly centered in wholeness, in the care to exalt wholeness, in the care to facilitate wholeness, and that their only objective was to conquer, usurp, take, steal, murder, kill, bastardize. You understand? This is recorded history. It's not something I'm just making up. There are those who really have not understood that there is purpose in existence, and the purpose of existence is to live and rejoice in the blessedness of being, to be self-actualizing, self-realizing, and consciously mastering this realm of physicality, temporality, corporality through the utilization and the mastery of spiritual and mental laws. And for those ones who create so much devastation in the world, who are making decisions that impact and affect people, the people themselves, we ourselves have to come to a point in place where we realize that we have no duty, obligation, and responsibility to serve that which serves death. That we have no duty, obligation, or responsibility to serve those who have no real care in the world, no care to love, no care to live, no care to uplift, to enhance, to enrich. But to be in a place where you serve these ones, then you facilitate your own dysfunction. And we're in a now moment where we have to realize the gift that we have in the opportunity to choose life and to choose love and to choose order and to choose law. And as a result of being under the auspices of those who have created filth as our inner reality, then we have the opportunity to choose being completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, revivified, made whole, resurrected, and completely healed. But to think that there is some profit and prosperity that can come as a result of facilitating sickness, illness, disease, and death is popular and common activity, collective learning and education, and the path of prosperity. Understand, there's no way to do it. It's all illusion and delusion. Because at the end of it, you have no life. You've disconnected from destiny. And destiny is off the planet. Because there is inherent purpose in existence, and those who have lost their inherent purpose in being have no real purpose in existence, and you're completely expendable. But to be in a place and space where you're killing yourselves, you're undermining yourselves, you're undermining your rights to be righted in life, following those who have no clue. And even those who do don't care to exalt a full effort in standing on behalf of life and the rights of all ones to have the rights to their lives. And to know that those of us who are moving into maturity should be moving into greater degrees of love, light, wisdom, and truth that allow us to set a new precedent or to create that which is the will of existence manifesting and womb manifesting in our reality through all echelons of society. We have that right to create that which is going to lift us up, enrich us, enhance us, and allow us to get up, stand up, raise up, and be realigned, reconciled, and harmonized with the will of existence, the laws of existence, and that which attunes us to the absolute reality of our immortality as these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. All of the divisiveness that has come through nationalism, for all of the doctrines and isms and schisms that have us feeling as though we are not all harmonized within the oneness of existence itself, then these are not the ones that we should be following. And at some point you have to realize that, yes, you know, you can move through all of these different doors of information, indoctrination, education, miseducation, and all of that. But the reality of it is that none of it beats your heart or breathes you. You understand? One day you say you're Christian. One day you say you're Muslim. One day you say you're Baha'i. One day you say you're Democrat. You're this, you're that, and the other. And I'm saying we each are able to say, I am that I am, that I am being the intelligence of existence that is beating our hearts, breathing us, is the intelligence that has designed us divinely to be vehicles and vessels of its own expression of love, light, wisdom, truth, peace, poise, power, potency, and conscious care and love that qualifies us for conscious immortality. In this now moment, we're being called to rise. In this now moment, we're being called to stand on the right side of this equation. And all of those who have committed their service into the military and committed their service into the church and committed their service into medicine and committed their service unto whoever else, the fact that you have the first responsibility to commit to that which beats your heart and breathes you puts us in a place where we would all be serving the same forces of life. And we could gladly, intelligently be able to communicate and create win-win situations all over the place and rejoice in the greater degrees of love that would come as a result of us consciously seeking to create harmony and peace. For peace is the fulfillment of love. And love is the fulfillment of law. And to be in a place and space where you are not loving and you are not consciously caring puts you in a place where you are disempowered in truth. And for as much power as you think you can take from whoever else by subjugating, bombing, and blasting, and killing, and murdering, it's all delusion. You will die in your stupidity. unless there is some true effort for reconciliation, for repentance, for the releasing and letting go and the reformation of the ways of illness, mental, spiritual, physical illness. Because it really does require a sick mentality to create sickness, illness, and disease, is popular and common activity, multi-trillion-dollar business in sickness, illness, and disease, and we're supposed to be really following these people? Really? Is that the fullness of what you can come to? Is following those who have already proven themselves to be sick? And to realize that sickness should not be your whole life. Even if you go through periods where you're not well, you always have the opportunity to become well, to become whole. But why would we not reach for that? Consciously care to experience that as our reality. To think that, oh, well, sister, you know, I'm on these meds and you don't want food to interfere with your medication. You don't want the nutrition and the minerals of the earth to interfere with your medication. But your medication is not cleansing you. It's not oxygenating you. It's not hydrating you. It's not mineralizing you, alkalizing you. Your medication is not helping you, in truth, to becoming well. But you trust the doctors when they have shown that they themselves are a sick people for perpetuating sickness, trying to manage disease. Why would you want to manage disease when we can heal it? Oh, well, sister, they do that for the money. No, they do that because they're sick. There is no way in hell, within the earth or upon the earth, that you should glorify your opportunity to generate money by consistently applying people to more sickness, illness, and disease, and then you want to be respected as an intelligent person. I don't care what your degrees are. I don't care what kind of robes or coats you wear, the black robes or the white coats or whatever. The bottom line, if you don't serve life, and you're not exalting a full life's effort and a full life's urge to bring wholeness and wellness to the people, particularly to the children, where we have already licensed and certified that it's okay to be manufacturing, distributing things that have all of these artificial colors, artificial flavors, all of these chemicals and aspartame and whatnot, and then it be marketed to children, but you want to be respected as an intelligent people. I don't have that for you. How in the hell can you get away with killing everybody, poisoning everybody? But then you want to give people exchange body parts when you never raised anybody to be properly functioning. And then we want to have all of this, puff and glory about being the greatest nation in the world. I mean, you got people killing their own children. I'm not talking about abortion. I'm talking about really undermining their children on a daily basis because they don't care to feed them. They'll let the death industries feed their children. Buying into this whole genocidal plot of depopulation. I'm just saying, we're in a place in space now where you need to take the blinders off. You understand? You need to come to a place and space where you are real about whether or not you care to really live your life, or whether you are just committed to dying in your life, degenerating for the rest of your life, being in a place and space where you are just filling one appetite after the other, lustful and never coming into the disciplines of discipleship, never honoring the truth of who you are as this living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of an absolute and supreme intelligence, that you would rather have a will to kill, a will to die, an effort to be sick, to do everything within your power not to honor the lineages that you represent, not to bring forth the greatness of who you are, what you are, not even to discover and uncover the reasons for your being and the phenomenalness and the miraculousness of what it is to exist as a part of this absolute and supreme reality that is life itself. And so I'm saying to you that we're in a now moment where we're being called to rise completely up over the foolishness, over the hypocrisy, the inconsistency, the contradictions, the madness, the stupidity, the inebriation, intoxication, and all of that. We are coming to a point and place where we have to realize that to be liberated means that your cells are being liberated from the toxicity of meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, alcohol, tobacco, sugar, and all of this other stuff that is creating all of this cancer. Cancer of the blood, the leukemia of the lymph systems, and all of this because you've become so acidic. We're talking acids. Uric acid from the meats, lactic acid from the dairy, carbonic acid from the starches. And you just feed and feed and feed and feed off of this stuff and act as if you cannot live without it. And I'm saying you can't live with it. You're dying out here. And if you're really enjoying your dying, then don't complain. And leave the doctors alone. Because there's no reason to go to the doctors when you're happy killing yourself. So don't worry about your blood pressure. Don't worry about any of it. Just continue to do what you do. You'll be dead soon enough. But why would we generate multi-trillion dollars in trying to apply band-aids on cancers that you're willingly creating? So you create the cancer, so why get treated for it? Just let the cancer go. The cancer is not the thing that's killing you the fastest. It's the treatment for the cancer. So if you don't want to die with the cancer, then you should want to literally flush your system, alkalize your system, hydrate your system, oxygenate your system, and proclaim your right alignment with that which beats your heart and breathes you, that which has the world spinning, the sun blazing, and know that you are this point of an absolute and supreme intelligence, and there is nothing that you cannot accomplish. And when we begin to consciously care to be the living testaments and give a living testimonial of the glory, of the triumph of what it is to be rightly aligned with life itself, the intelligence of existence itself, the love and being itself, to know that we are absolutely phenomenal as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. There is nothing that it cannot do in the reality of all there is. There is all that is so far beyond our imagination. But if we can image it and imagine it, then we can create it. And to see ourselves whole, body, heart, mind, lives, and soul, to see ourselves prospered, we have to consciously care to be prospering. You cannot prosper killing people. You cannot prosper robbing and stealing from people. You cannot prosper in violation of the laws that govern existence itself. You cannot prosper when you are undermining yourself and your cells and your children. There is no prosperity in it. You cannot prosper when you trade your life force, your life currency for a paper currency, and then you take that paper currency and buy stuff that undermines your life currency and think that you can be rich. And so the question is, what do you really want? What really matters to you? Because this lie that you're supposed to be dying from something, this stuff is played out. And I'm just sick and tired of us being in a place and space where you're sick and tired and then you're running from your healing. You're paying for your poison. You want your salvation to cost you nothing. And then you won't do anything that's in your best interest. But then you want to be respected as intelligent people. There are too many of our youth who are passing away because they've been undermined their entire lives. There are too many of our children who are experiencing autism because you took them to be vaccinated and whatnot with all of this poison. We have too many people showing up missing. And those who are present are still missing in action because they're under subjugation through inebriation, intoxication, stupefaction, and just completely distracted. And so for those of you who listen to this program and who've been listening to this program, then I'm holding you to some degree of personal responsibility and accountability to raise completely up on behalf of all of those who could not, would not, did not know how to. And if you find yourself in a place and space where you feel very much alone, because don't nobody get you like that, then know that you do have support, and you've always had support. But if you keep reaching for death and you don't reach for life, then you will not have the benefit of having been part of a generation that could actualize and realize the divinity of their being, of our collective duty, obligation, and responsibility to break this yoke of oppression and stupefaction and subjugation and domination and indoctrination and violation and incarceration and all of that, to come to a point and place where we are consciously participating with the order of the ages in our cellular liberation, our mental, spiritual, emotional, physical, and financial clearing, cleansing, healing, and wholeness. Because in truth, we are these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence, the absolute and supreme intelligence that is supremely intelligent, and there is no supremacy outside of it. There's no supremacy in whiteness or in blackness or just in money itself. The supremacy is in the divinity of existence, and we can harmonize ourselves with it by consciously caring to release and let go of our attachments to our right to be wrong, to our own theories and opinions, as opposed to being completely harmonized in the will to be well, the intensity of intention to be cleansed and purified, renewed, so that these body temples that we dwell in can be completely consecrated for the re-enthronement of the true spirits of the living gods and goddesses as our own absolute reality, uncompromising, high ethic, and just being in a place where we have access to our sensibilities, our right alignment, our attunement, our creativity, our faith, our confidence, our knowing, our caring, our loving, are facilitating the greatness and the wellness of everything and everybody, particularly our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, and all of those ones who would come after us. In this now moment, you're being called to rise to the fullness of yourself. In this now moment, you're being called to remember the divinity of your own being. In this now moment, you're being called to be fully participatory with the establishment of the eternal order upon the planet, within every fiber of your being, and the establishment of the eternal government on behalf of the whole of existence itself and all of those who've come before us, all of those who are with us, those who've come and gone too soon, and those who've yet to come. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the Inner Circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you for caring to be right here than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are using your phones and radio apps towards your greater good, I thank you for being that wise. The meeting of the Inner Circle is always intended to provide us with a little bit more support, prayerfully inspiration, motive to be motivated, to go deeper, to reach higher, to stand on behalf of life itself, to realize that there is one real eye, one absolute eye that sees through every eye, and that we have the opportunity to have leverage over all of the divisiveness that has been issued through religion and politics and politrics and those who are categorizing themselves as one form of human eater or the other in terms of what your diets are and what your habits are and what your preferences and your sexual relationships and all of that. But we, in light of whatever it is our experience, there's an absolute truth to who we are as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence. And whether we care to be supremely intelligent or not is beyond just a matter of choice as a result of there being an initiative that is depopulation and genocide, where the food is the tool of oppression and our oppression is happening at the cellular level, so that no matter how much education we have, how much money we have, how much access we have, how much experience we have, for all intents and purposes, we're still missing in action because we are failing to do that which is ours to do by virtue of the divine design and inherent purpose in existence, in exalting a full effort and a full life's urge to self-actualize, self-realize, and be harmonized in the intelligence and with the intelligence of existence itself. That so many ones are calling by so many different names, but there are so many gods that go by different names and other spiritual intelligences, the gods, the goddesses, the lordesses, the saints, the saviors. There has always been and there will always be hierarchy of spiritual accomplishment. And those of us who are on the planet are having our opportunity to realize that life is school. And there are certain things that we should be mastering: ourselves, our thoughts, our emotions, our passions, our lusts, our desires. To come to a point and place where we really allow nothing to control us, nothing to take over us, nothing to put us in a place and space where we have lost our right alignment with that which beats our hearts and breathes us. And because we have been on the path of adulteration, where the intention by virtue of our socialization, our education, our religious training has been to give us some sense of right and willfulness to be sinful, to be out of alignment, to feel as though that's what real freedom in America is your opportunity to do whatever the hell you want to do, regardless of who it impacts, who it affects, and whether or not it is detrimental to yourself. But that's a part of the programming. That's a part of the divisiveness that has been instituted as a result of the assault upon ourselves with artificial colors, artificial flavors, NutraSweet, aspartame, white sugar, and the tobacco, the alcohol, and all of the residues that have come from the nitrates and nitrites, the BHA, the BHT, the potassium metasulfites, and all of these other chemicals that are in that stuff that they call food. And we are in the midst of crisis. We're in a pandemic of sickness, illness, and disease. And where we are, no matter who we are with, our families are being torn apart, have been torn apart, and that there are some who really have no one left except themselves. And so there's the bloodline, and then there's the spiritual families that we have to create, that we have the opportunity to create. Those who are not necessarily like-minded, but on a very similar trajectory in terms of catapulting ourselves off the path of adulteration onto the path of maturation, where the divine core of who we are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence seeks its unfoldment, its flowering, its blossoming, its conscious cultivation. And that's where we are now. We have so much available to us. In the midst of all of the stuff that is going on, it is our time to exalt a full effort in our care to be rightly aligned, to be cleared from the violations of whatever it was. The verbal abuse, the mental abuse, the physical abuse, the sexual abuse, all of the things that have tainted our reality and charged guilt and shame and blame upon our emotional body and supported us in anesthetizing and inebriating, intoxicating ourselves so that we are not remembering and caring to be forgotten as we are forgetting that there is divinity as life itself. It's hard to really feel as divine as we actually are when you are feeling beat down and torn up and bad and sick and oppressed and devastated and emotionally war-torn. It's hard to really accept then in the midst of the worldliness that we are dwelling in the presence of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And as these ones that are dwelling on the planet that is spinning in space, and that space is the fullness of the substance of the presence of the absolute and supreme intelligence that has divinely designed us. That the more you focus on the worldliness and the wrongness and the distortion and the dysfunction and how bad you feel without exalting a full effort in feeling well and clearing and cleansing and purifying so that you are being renewed and rebirthed, having a new mind and an opportunity to exalt a full effort in your living, loving, lifting, enriching, enhancing, celebrating, rejoicing, remembering that we have come through lineages of people and these people have made sacrifices so that we do have a greater access to ourselves. And to come to that place in space now where it matters to us to seek our wholeness, it matters to us to be healed, it matters to us to realize that where sickness, illness, disease, and death has been legislated as popular and common activity, collective learning and education, the path of prosperity, and that we have those who've been licensed, certified, and degreed to put band-aids on the cancers that are being created and to mislead the people into thinking that there are no cures for these things and that you have to be drug dependent and chemical dependent for the rest of their lives. We are in a now moment where there has always been a better way, but we have to consciously care to seek the better way. And in light of how many ones are passing away or dying or leaving, whichever it is that they're doing or have done, we who are left here don't have the time to truly, truly grieve because it's our time to really consciously commit to living fully on behalf of those who could not, who would not, to understand that we can transform, transmute that grief into that which fuels our fires to walk a stronger walk, to reach ever higher, to dig even deeper, to stand in ever greater degrees of personal integrity in and with the awesomeness of who we are as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And to realize that foundationally we are breatharians first, we must breathe. There is no point in time since we took our first breath that we are without our breath, unless there were moments where we were revivified and brought back. And in the moments that we have maybe were in someplace else. There was a decision that was made to come forward, to be present. And as we examine our lives and realize how blessed we each are because we are under the salvation, we've been saved many times. And I'm asking you to consider what it is you are willing to do, to give, to sacrifice, to commit to, as a result of the salvation that you've already received, as a result of the deliverance you have already received, as a result of the blessedness that you are already in. What are you willing to do? And for our coming to a point and place where you have witnessed the ones that you love withering away, dying, passing away, whatever that phase of being phased out and leaving the body or succumbing into that body, whichever is going on, we who are present have the responsibility to be able to respond correctly and directly to being under a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide and multi-trillion dollars in sickness, illness, disease, and death is something that we can do something about it. We do not have to support it. And as a result of having been complicit and complacent and co-conspirating with it, now is our time to change our mind and realize that there is no future in doing that which undermines ourselves. A house divided against itself shall not stand. So that each individuation of us as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence should be exalting a full effort, a full life's urge in loving and respecting and reverencing and appreciating, loving and giving more of ourselves to that which is gifted itself unto us with each and every breath and every beat of our hearts. Why would we not? But to come to a point and place where we're complicit and complacent with our own violation, annihilation, and whatnot means that, yes, you get exactly what you've applied yourself to. But to think that you are worthy and deserving of an eternal life that you have not earned, that it's going to be given to you regardless of how you have supported your own degradation and devastation and how you were co-conspirating with the forces and the agenda that is sickness, illness, disease, and death, working against life itself, getting a paycheck to work on behalf of the corporate deities of death, and think that that is not creating dis-ease within you because there is inherent purpose in existence, and the purpose of our being is not just to have whatever experience we're choosing, but to consciously care to avoid the traps that there are in sensuality, sexuality, greed, gluttony, and all of these things that whittle away at the essence of the truth of the divinity of our own beings. It matters that we understand that this is school. And the intention of it is for us to clear our past life karma by accepting the goodness and the greatness of the now moment of opportunity to exalt a full effort to be one who is consciously caring to be harmonious with life itself. But we can't continue to feed off the carcasses of dead animals and think that we or you are going to avoid disease. The disease is already there. And now, because we have generations who have been brought up on nothing but hamburgers and hot dogs coming from the corporate entities and the corporate deities of death, you are about to see an explosion of dis-ease and dysfunction, the likes of which no one has ever witnessed before. So I'm just saying, at this particular point in juncture, it is time for us to realize that we are intelligences of existence beyond who we are, based upon the hue of people that we are, based upon the ethnicity of us, based upon our religious orientation, based upon our sexual orientation, or any of those things that were really do not constitute the truth of us. And based upon these things that do not constitute the truth of us, then we're practicing all manners of bigotry and warfare and genocide, ethnic cleansing. A people who undermine their children, a people who poison their children, a people who market artificially colored, artificially flavored, NutraSweet, aspartame-laden, white sugar things, candy, and all of this garbage to their children are a people who are destined to die. See, America is not in decline. America has fallen. It's in the freaking sewage and gutter. As a concept, as a corporate entity, you cannot think that capitalism is the light of the world and that you can institute that which is not committed to the laws that govern existence and perpetuate it as if it's something that is the light that should be followed when it is a cancer upon the world. And that there can be no true democracy where the people are poisoned and then socialized and sublimated and psychologically and behaviorally modified to poison themselves and their children as if it's fun and chic. This is the way we celebrate our birthdays and our graduations and our weddings and our receptions and all of this. I'm just saying is that let's get a grip and realize that we are intelligences of existence and we should be much more intelligent than that. With each and every breath, we are gifted by the presence of existence and the intelligence of existence that has gifted itself to each of us. We don't have to fight over it. We don't have to war over it. We've been given the capacity for thought so that we are able to communicate and create win-win situations across the globe. But where every people have decided that they want to follow the dimness, the darkness, and create the cancer in the world to feel as though your might makes you right. That your warfare and your warring gives you authority over other ones. That your ability to depopulate and just kill millions of people makes you supreme and superior. We're in a place and space where we are going to really see the hand of the living gods and goddesses raised completely up. The hearts open up to come to a point and place where we are being called to stand up, to get up, to raise up, to come to a point and place where we are uncompromising with that which is light, that which is right, that which is ours to do on behalf of all of those who would not, who could not, who did not know how to, who didn't care to do it. It is our time to do it. And if you will not participate, then you will not know the glory of having participated and having cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated yourselves so that your body became the temple for the true living spirits of the true gods and goddesses that dwell in this realm. And our duty, obligation, and responsibility is to create heaven on earth. And to be in a place and space where you would rather assault your cells with chemicals, with pharmaceuticals, with chemo and radiation than accept the clearing, the cleansing, the consecration from Mother Earth through the air, the breath, the water, the herbs, and the clays in the earth, which mineralize and alkalize and pulls forward any of the toxicity that men have created. You would rather chemicalize and poison yourself. You would rather follow those who have already proven that they don't know, they don't care to know. But you follow them. As if they were your gods. And to be on the path of sickness, illness, disease, and death.
and love it. Then love it. And love your dying and love your suffering and leave the freaking doctors and their chemotherapy and all of that alone. Because you don't need it. And to be in a place and space where we're seeing our teenagers pass away, we're seeing the children pass away, we're seeing the youth ones leaving children behind them having cancer of the breast and cancer of the uterus and cancer of the prostate and cancer of the liver and cancer of the blood and all of this because we have been fed the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, artificially colored, artificially flavored, NutraSweet, aspartame, and all of this garbage, plus the tobacco, the alcohol, the sugar and all of this stuff, which defiles the blood and puts men in a place where they feel like they are not real men anymore. There's no one to hold them to any accountability for being real men, the progenitor of lineages, and they can be as doggish and as thuggish and as polluted and as defiling and turn themselves into pedophiles and rapists and incestuals and all of this. I'm just saying we need to get a grip and understand that can't go on. And if that's what makes you a man, then understand that you get exactly what you deserve. Because there is no way in hell that you can be a violator consistently and not meet a tragic date with fate. And I don't care what your stature is, and I don't care what robes and what uniforms you put on. The bottom line is that you're here to be held to a higher accountability at this point of the presence of an absolute and supreme intelligence. And the only reason that all of this is going on is because the blood has been defiled with the rot of pigs and cows and turkeys and chickens and whatnot. And you all are not asking, what is the root of this issue? You think it's the love of money? It's not the love of money. It's the love of flesh. It's the love of blood. It's the love of killing. It's the love of war, and it's the love of raging. It's the love of being wicked, being distorted, being out of order, feeling a sense of entitlement to do whatever the hell you want to do with somebody, to somebody, as if that makes you powerful. It just makes you stupid, makes you sinful, makes you wicked, and puts you in the path and the trajectory of sickness, illness, disease, and death, and a tragic date with fate. And for those who have been along that path and you're remorseful about it and you're repentive about it and you care to be cleared and cleansed and purified, then there's redemption for those of us who care to release and let go and to realize that there's a greater way. And the only way that all of this exists is because it's a part of the divisiveness. It's a part of the plan to sow the people in vice in order for these ones to have control in the world. They decided they must destroy it first. To sow the people in vice so that you are disconnected from your spiritual help. And now it's a money game. You just want more and more money, more and more money. What good is the money going to do you when you are on a trajectory with death? Refusing to cultivate the wealth of yourself. Refusing to honor the divinity of your being, refusing to accept the sacredness and the sanctity of life itself, refusing to honor the gifts that you've been given with each and every breath and every beat of your heart. There is nothing that you can do in this now moment that makes greater sense than taking the time to divest by clearing, cleansing, purifying, renewing, rebirthing so that we are able to participate with the reconciliation, the restitution, the realignment, and the resurrection of a fallen humanity so that we are a glory unto the whole and the whole is a glory unto us. And we are flipping this script and doing that which is ours to do, inciting with that which is right and righteous and standing on behalf of wholeness for everything and everybody in being reconciled with the divinity of our own beings as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence. We are at the threshold of the establishment of the eternal government upon the planet. And yes, America has fallen, and yes, Europe is, and all of the countries have participated in whatever degrees of degradation and pedophilia and enslavement and entrapment and all of that. Everybody is going to be held completely accountable and responsible to the absolute law, and the absolute law is truly love. And in that loving, we have to be able to forgive ourselves, to honor ourselves, and to realign ourselves. But when you refuse to do what's in your best interest, when you refuse to accept that you've been wrong, when you would rather be in the perpetuation and the continuation of error, then you will have that tragic day with fate. But the issue is, how much will you suffer in the meantime? If you feel entitled to death, and you feel entitled that you should be dying from something, then why have it be that you're killing yourself? They say all death is suicide, and suicide is the one unforgivable sin. You've heard that. And I'm just saying is that, no, we were given life, and our life is an eternal life. We should not be sacrificing it or putting ourselves in a place and space where we're participating in the carnage. You understand, the carnage of billions of creatures and billions of species and the depopulation and the fall of humanity when we should be rising. Every hue of people, regardless of what continent we've touched down upon the earth on, we are all being called to be completely cleared emotionally and mentally of the violations of being on the path of adulteration. Adulterating, adulterated, adult, short for no longer what the intelligence of existence intended for itself. You said, what would it take for you to reverse these issues, to heal from everything from AIDS? It takes you to care to do it. It takes you to have faith in knowing it can be done. It takes you to be able to clear, cleanse, purify, renew, rebirth, regenerate, rejuvenate that bloodstream, that lymphatic system, that your cellular functioning, to liberate at the cellular level through oxygenation, hydration, mineralization, alkalization, and opening up all channels of elimination so that you can truly be nourished and nurtured, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, revivified, and made whole. And I'm here to help. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal.